You're listening to Veracity Radio. Coming up next, an op-ed about the British reaction to the American reaction to a British company's spill in our Gulf of Mexico. British officials want us to pipe down a little bit. In light of the catastrophe in our Gulf of Mexico, considering the timing and the ongoing nature of the disaster, it is beyond galling to have politicians in England telling the politicians in the U.S. to contain the anger. Fears are based on the concern that destroying the value of BP, which is the largest company in the British economy and the sixth largest company in the world, would affect the pensioners and current employees of the company. And while the concerns for pensions and current employees is reasonable to take note of, it shouldn't come at the expense of those who are currently affected by the company's practices and failures. Right now, there are employees in the U.S. who are just as concerned about the future of BP as they are. But I would ask them to consider this a dead-end road. If you look back at the history of the British government's invested stakes in BP's private gains, you will see that the British people have had 50 years to get their act together over this concern. 50 years ago, the British went crazy that their economy would be devastated if Iran did not give them Iranian oil. And now they're going crazy if the U.S. wants to protect its own interests over that of a private entity, albeit their largest employer. The lesson that we should have learned this year is too big to fail. But will we? I say, unfortunately, we won't. I think there are just too many people who are still bought into the idea of big business as the way to ensure longevity. Well, tell that to the Burma Oil Company, who went out of business in 2000. Tell that to the Lehman Brothers. These companies are not flexible enough to fall apart without devastating an entire country's economy and thus are a threat to national interests in more ways than the need to endlessly war on their behalf. It would be hard to tell what Iran might be like if William Darcy had never struck oil there in 1908. If there had been no reason for the Soviets and British to invade, control, and depose the leaders of Iran, we might not have the highly charged Iran we have today. The country has been in perpetual conflict for generations, and at the heart of a large part of this conflict for the last 100 years was the outside demand for oil. The demand for oil by the people and the inconsiderate behavior of our industrial systems is unsustainable. We must change our ways. We must not be dependent upon the use of oil or the employment and financial investments in the oil companies. We must not invest in entities that put us at risk later by ignoring safety over profits. It is time to change our thinking entirely on the matter. The destruction of the Gulf of Mexico is unforgivable, and for the leaders of Britain, I have two words for you when it comes to telling the U.S. to pipe down a bit. American Revolution.